talked about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you cancel all this noise you're making? Can't even hear my radio for you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Baby, baby! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Ain't nothing but limousine, baby! Or if it's the best, or maybe! The whole city's all going crazy! The Eagles are the best! The Eagles number one! The Vols are the best, baby, baby! You heard me? Eagles all the way! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
What does that mean? That's not a thing.
I like warm pee. It's comforting. First time I drank my urine, I didn't throw up. And it wasn't horrible. So I thought, you know what? I can do this.
And now.
Yay! Gross.
Our feature presentation.
Is that how we want to start? Really? She's drinking her own pee?
It wasn't gross, so she thought she could do this. But why did she feel like she had to?
I don't know. I don't understand the beginning of it where she said, I should try this.
Right. I could chop off my hands, too. I might survive it, but why would I want to?
So I could do this.
I don't get it. By the way, speaking of chopping off hands, I broke down and went to the doctor yesterday.
Yeah.
I hadn't been to the doctor since the fall, since I broke my rib, right? So it had been 11 days, and it was getting worse. And I thought...
Ben got out of bed, went over to answer the door, and passed out.
That's right.
Thinks he broke a rib.
I knew I broke a rib. Okay. My wife kept saying, you have to go to the doctor to find out. And I'm like, I can tell. Believe me, I can tell. You could feel it. There was no question in my mind I broke a rib. So it's getting worse, though. And I'm having more and more trouble breathing. And, of course, it's miserable because you can't lay down. And there's no way to get comfortable. So finally, yesterday, I went in for x-rays. And it turned out that I didn't break a rib. I broke 3 ribs.
All right. Nice job, everybody.
Number 5, number 7, and number 8, ladies and gentlemen.
He's an overachiever for the first time in his life.
Are you going to end up one of those people that has to wear a helmet and everything because if you move, you break a bone?
That's right.
I hope that's not true.
That's right.
What do you do with 3 ribs?
Anything? Well, yeah, they recommend that I wrap it. We don't have time to get into this, but I ended up leaving the appointment yesterday because I'd been there for like 2.5 hours and the x-rays still hadn't come back. They'd sent them over to radiology. And I said, look, I'm just going to go. Will you call me tonight or tomorrow and give me the results, you know? Mm-hmm. So they did. They called around 8:15 last night. They called to say, yeah, you got 3 ribs, so we should wrap that. And of course, I was already at home. So I may go back today and learn how I'm supposed to
care
for it.
You're not
going to
go back today.
If it would make it feel better, I will go back today.
Are you all right?
I just got dizzy there for a minute. I don't know what happened. So anyway, so that was my so while everyone else was enjoying the college football game
and
last
what
night.
What a great football game that was.
What an amazing game it was. Oh. I was just sitting there just staring at the hospital ceiling, just waiting for anyone to tell me anything. You all right? Oh, that one hurt.
Wow.
That would hurt. So anyway, do I have time for my story here or no?
Yeah.
Or are we busy? Are we running late?
We have time.
This is great. You guys are going to love this. In fact, this might be an awesome phone topic to do. People who get up on stage to give a presentation or a speech and fail. They panic or, in this case, run off the stage.
Run off?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Samsung CES press conference in Las Vegas yesterday. Michael Bay was on stage. You know him. He's the director and the producer of movies like Transformers. I think he did The Purge, Kevin, which you liked. Pain and Gain was one of his. He's one of the big names in Hollywood.
Well, the biggest.
So he's absolutely. Yeah. He's on stage promoting the Samsung UHD TV, which is their new curved screen as they continue to get closer and closer to real-life movie screens.
Right.
And the teleprompter starts working. He's on stage with somebody else who's trying to help him, but the teleprompter stops working. And he just freezes and cannot ad-lib his way out of a paper bag, as the expression goes, and just walks off the stage. And there's audio.
What inspires you? How do you come up with these unbelievable ideas?
I create visual worlds that are so beyond everyone's normal life experiences. And Hollywood is a place that creates a viewer escape. And what I try to do is, as a director, the type is all off, sorry, but I'll just wing this.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, We'll wing it right now.
So the teleprompter starts working. The guy was leading him into his prepared remarks. The machine stops working. But there's someone on stage who's trying to help him. That's the part that is amazing to me that he just panicked. He wasn't out there all by himself. I mean, he had a guy who's now starting to ask him questions just to speak off the top of his head about a subject that he's very familiar with, right? But he's not having any of it.
I try to take people on an emotional ride. And
the curve? How does it? How do you think it's going to impact how viewers experience your movies?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's thank Michael Bay for joining us.
He's gone. He's off the stage.
Wow.
He panicked.
Wow, that's so bizarre, because it's not like he was being asked for the specifics of this TV.
Right.
Or any of the information about the TV. He was being asked about what he does for a living.
Right.
You and need a teleprompter for that?
And Michael Bay, by the way, was there because he has lent his name to this TV. He is a huge fan of this technology. He is supportive. He doesn't do a lot of endorsements, but he says he loves this one. So that's why he wanted to be there. So you think you could speak about something that you're so excited about that you'll be in Las Vegas to represent, right? He blogged later, "I just got so excited to talk that I skipped over the executive VP's intro line, and then the teleprompter got lost, and the prompter went up and down, and then I walked off. I guess live shows just aren't my thing." So he was embarrassed by it.
Awesome.
I love that.
I mean, look, we can all picture being in that situation. You're, you know, a lot of expectations. You're in front of thousands of people. It's
right,
not, it's not your thing. He doesn't do this often.
No, it isn't his thing, but he's being asked to talk about his thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not like he's saying, sell us the TV. Tell us the good points of the TV. All he's doing is saying, tell us about the world you create in your movies.
Right. Look, I'm sure in retrospect, he can see all of that.
That's
unbelievable. I'm just saying, in the moment, he thought he was going to go out there and read some stuff.
It's got to be
and now
one
he's
of
being
the
asked,
biggest names, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Feeling like that?
Just talk about Transformers just for a minute. Just a stall, you know? Cars don't turn into giant monsters. That's what I do. That's all.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Good times.
I love it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
If you want to vote no, that's your choice.
I wouldn't advise that, though, as we have Craig Robinson on the program today.
Yeah,
I love Craig Robinson, Richardson, Johnson. What's his name, Lisa?
Craig Wilson.
She said on stage at April Foolishness.
And drunkenly.
He's going to be on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. We're going to talk to him today.
Okay.
We unfortunately have the Bachelor Report with Ralph and Petros. They are insisting. I don't think Bean and I have an option on this one.
It doesn't sound like it. I thought last night about recording it.
Oh, did you?
And I thought, no, I cannot get sucked into their world.
Right.
I just can't do it.
Do not do it.
I'm not going to do it.
I get why people like that show, because the contestants are ridiculous. I mean, it's so dumb. I get that it's fun. But I just am not ever going to give that show 2 hours. I'm just not.
Is it two hours every week?
I think so. I think it is.
It is?
Oh.
I'd be tempted in an hour. There's no way I'm going for two.
Well, thank God Ralph and P will, so we don't have to. Stupid ways you hurt yourself. We're going to take your phone calls.
What's that based on?
I don't know. Just, what, you all right, Bean?
Oh, I don't know what happened. I just got lightheaded.
It's weird. Morrissey is a weirdo.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a great way, and sometimes that's what you love about
him. He's got a lot of passion.
He does. Oh, he says eating meat is equal to pedophilia, however.
Asshole.
That's his latest proclaimment. And that's a little shaky.
Yeah.
We also have music for relief tickets. That's Linkin Park. We're going to give those away with Kevin and Bean Oroki.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We're going to start off the new year that way. And we have an author called has written a book called Things I Learned from Dying. A book about life is the name of it.
Okay.
So I guess the dude passed away and then came back, and he's going to tell us what the light looks like.
That's not the case.
That's not what happened.
That's
what
sounds
like.
That's
what happened. That's what he's died on the surgeon's table.
Well, how else could you?
Nope.
He died on the surgeon's table, and he was gone for like 3 minutes.
He went into the light. Right?
And he went
None
to
of that
the
happened.
Light, and then
None
he,
of that happened.
He met Joseph.
He just writes about
and Moses.
Life and death issues. He's a Texas death row inmate attorney, by the way.
He didn't die?
No, he's fine.
But it says things I learned.
I understand.
Things I learned from dying.
Right, not him dying.
Is the name of the book.
Other people.
Can I re-vote?
How can you learn from other people dying? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, that's question one.
All right. We'll I vote no.
It's too late. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Sometimes you just have to dance. That's why we need songs like that, right? You just have to dance. Hey, Ralph Garman, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on here on this fine Tuesday morning on The Kevin and Bean Show?
It is a Tuesday. That means it's new release day, boys and girls. If you want to get a new CD, DVD, or a TV show on DVD, here's what you can pick up. If you want a new CD, you're out of luck. No new releases today for
nothing.
CDs. Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
But what am I supposed to do?
You get nothing.
But I go to Best Buy today.
You get nothing.
Bean literally on Tuesdays goes to Best Buy.
I have IHOP, and then I have Best Buy. That's my Tuesday.
Unless it's a nickel cheaper over at Al's Discount Record Bin.
That's true.
Then he drives across country in order to get it there.
Nothing worth buying?
In Wisconsin.
Yes. No. According to Dave King of Mexico, no CDs released today. I know, it's shaky, but
that's shaky
for me.
All right.
TV shows on DVD. You can pick up House of Lies, Season 2. That's available. Fourth season of Archer. Very, very funny show. If you're not watching, you should. You can pick that up. Duck Dynasty, Season 4.
Yeah!
If you believe the gays are like people who practice bestiality, you can pick up Duck Dynasty and enjoy that. Have you seen his... sermon from 2010.
No, I've not.
Phil Robinson, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty clan.
No, it's not surprising, but no, I have not.
You should check it out on YouTube. It's pretty entertaining. For a couple minutes there, you can watch him just be crazy. Just be crazy. And The Following, the complete first season.
Oh.
See it before it comes back, because it's coming back this month.
That's so good.
And everybody's wearing masks of the dude. Scary. Movies on DVD. Runner, Runner with Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck. Finally, that's available. I've been dying. What? That was a thing? There was a movie called Runner, Runner? Thanks for Sharing with Mark Ruffalo and Gwyneth Paltrow. What? There was a movie called Thanks for Sharing with Mark Ruffalo and Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, I think that's about sex addicts.
Oh!
I think so. I think that's right.
Oh!
Is Dave on some sort of drug? Because it sounds like nothing you're saying is accurate.
These all happened.
All right.
Closed Circuit with Eric Bana.
That... was a thing?
A thing? And it was a movie, apparently.
All right.
I believe it was about secret agents and whatnot and terrorism and stuff.
That sounds
like a movie
in the UK.
Vaguely familiar.
In the UK,
yeah.
Not in the States here.
What's the name of it?
Closed Circuit.
All right.
And lastly, I can recommend this one wholeheartedly and demand that you get it if you haven't seen it yet. Big Ass Spider comes out today. Big Ass Spider on Blu-ray and DVD, starring our buddy Greg Grunberg and my buddy Lombardo Boyer and Ray Wise. It's very, very entertaining, and I recommend it highly. So, Big Ass Spider. Sad news. Legendary character actor and voiceover artist Larry Mann has passed away. You may not know Larry's name, but if you saw his face, you'd recognize him from... hundreds of episodes of television, which began in the 1950s all the way up through the 1990s. But perhaps he's still most famous for doing the voice of Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, he died at the age of 91. Broke three ribs.
Mike's were there.
On his way down. Loved him on that show. Bumbles bounce! Love that. And imagine you are on your honeymoon.
Okay.
And you are in your elevator up to your suite at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C. Okay. And you and your wife are bickering about how much money she's spending.
It's already a problem.
Already a problem, right? On your honeymoon?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
A couple, young couple, arguing in the elevator. She was telling her recent husband, her brand new husband, that she was on her honeymoon. She wanted to buy a few trinkets, buy some things. He was berating her for her spending habits. They were going at it, and the woman was really embarrassed because she was being dressed down in front of strangers on the elevator. There were other people on the elevator.
Right.
She was even more embarrassed when she looked behind her and realized that these strangers were Barbara Streisand and her husband, James Brolin.
Awesome. Awesome.
Reportedly, Barbara and James just looked at each other and said, oh, those young kids. Thought the whole thing was kind of humorous, and... Barbara called down to the front desk, was able to ID who the honeymooners were in the hotel, and sent them a bottle of champagne to their room.
Well, that's nice.
With a card that had some free advice. Enjoy this special time with each other and forget about the money, wrote Barbara, who was stinking rich.
Yeah, forget about the money when you have all of it
that's right.
in the world.
But I think it was what she was meaning. She meant well.
The woman sent back a note saying, add an A to your name. What's wrong with you, a-hole?
Wow. Wow, Kevin, that is harsh.
No.
Attacking Barbara's spelling of her name.
It is B-A-R-B-R-A.
Yeah.
Come on. Bar.
Bruh.
Stupid.
Barbara.
Dumb.
That's how it should be spelled.
Stupid, dumb, absurd.
No one says Barbara. Hello, Barbara. How are you doing today, Barbara?
With everybody else.
That's dumb to spell it that way.
Nope.
She's wrong. You're wrong.
I would have sent back a note saying, mind your own damn business, funny girl. Stop with eavesdropping on elevators, whore. That's what I would have written.
Okay, that would have been better.
I think, Kevin.
Yeah.
You put another A in your name.
quite so effective.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Blue Ivy Carter is 2. I can't wait for her next jam. Can't wait till her next track drops. Hope her and Northwest just...
They're working on a joint together.
Just do a buddy movie. Let's just get them to work right away, shall we?
Buddy movie.
Stop it. Lauren Cohen, lovely and talented actress. Maggie from The Walking Dead is 32 years old today. Brett Dalton. Agent Grant Ward on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, I love Grant. He's like James Bond, that Grant Ward.
Yeah, he does it all.
He does it all. 32 years old. Actress Merritt Weaver. So funny. Zoe on Nurse Jackie and her recent stint on New Girl. 34 years old. Well, hold on. A bell for Merritt Weaver?
I love her. I'm very attracted to
her. That's on you, son.
Right.
Just back off and be you, but don't start putting your stink all over the bell.
She's very sexy.
You're out of your tree.
She's very sexy.
Stop it.
First of all, the bell is for all of us. We've told you this before. And you need to represent all of us.
As wildly talented as she is, Lisa, would you put her in the sexy woman category?
I would not.
Thank you.
No.
Reasonable woman.
Take that bell back.
Ow. I hope you crack more ribs. Dustin Diamond.
Screech.
He's 37 years old today. We do mention each and every year we talk about his birthday. He's one of the few guests on the Kevin and Bean Show that have been thrown out of the studio.
That's true.
Actor Jeremy Renner. How good is that cat?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. 43 years old today. Katie Couric turns 57 years old today. Actor David Caruso is 58. Yeah! I see David Caruso. I just wanted to see the beginning of a Who song. And, of course, Nicolas Cage, the late, great Nicolas Cage, is 50 years
late
old.
Late, great?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
I'm more of a birthday protector.
His career is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's on. The Winter Olympics start today. Very excited about that.
I don't know. MusicForRelief.org. That's the website to go to get all the information about the show coming up this Saturday at Club Nokia featuring Linkin Park, The Offspring, and Bad Religion. They are basically playing for free, giving their time and services to raise money for others who really, really need it. We're talking about the victims of the typhoon in the Philippines. You can go to MusicForRelief.org to buy those tickets. Or if you're a Linkin Park fan and you'd like to be subjected to Kevin and Bean Aroki, we're opening up the phone lines for you right now to give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Give you a chance to play to win your way in, coming up in just a few minutes right here on the world famous K-Rock.
Now this is where we all sing, or whatever it is that comes out. So you're going to have to recognize songs from us, and we apologize in advance for what's about to happen. I am moving. I didn't realize that I still need to live in Arizona.
Oh, you're going back really? Home? Why?
I moved to California in 1989, and now it's time for me to go back because... There's a very real possibility that the next Arizona governor might be fat actor Steven Seagal.
Wow. Who could be more qualified?
Steven Seagal, who you know we love. This is a guy who did martial arts movies, mm-hmm. Under Siege and stuff like that, a bunch of two-word and three-word titles for what, 80s and 90s?
Yeah, he was very popular for a long time. He was quite the big action star, but lately it seems like all we've seen him on is law enforcement reality TV shows. That seems to be where he spends most of his time.
Yeah, and he's got a new one called Steven Seagal Lawman Maricopa County.
Ooh.
So he was doing an interview on a Phoenix TV station and said this.
Joe Arpaio and I were talking about me running for governor. I suppose I would remotely consider it, but probably I would have... A lot of other responsibilities that may be more important to address.
Sweetheart. Like speaking up. You know,
I don't know what any of that meant.
If immigration is this big issue, as we heard yesterday from Ralph Garman of the Showbiz Beat, wouldn't being the Arizona governor be the single best job to have if you're trying to improve immigration control in Arizona?
I would think so.
And seems like being the governor's where exactly where you'd want to be.
And the guy talking is a no-nonsense sheriff that gets a lot of crap, or I don't know what he is in Arizona, but he's the guy that's trying to talk him into running. And if he becomes the governor, sayonara, people.
I know. Who can blame him? Well, we wanted to find out more about Governor Seagal, so I believe we have Stephen Seagal on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're fine. Did we catch you at a bad time?
No, not at all. Why do you say that?
Well, it just sounds like you might be in the middle of some yoga or meditation or something.
I am constantly in meditation. I keep my spirit open to the entire world at all times.
Does that music play 24/7?
Yes.
Okay.
This way I'm always open to my surroundings. Because when you're a sheriff, when you're a crime fighter, you need to be aware of everything in your surroundings.
Right.
Okay.
Both your assailant and also the situation that you find yourself in.
I see.
Because all things are potential weapons or potential shields.
Okay.
And I think that anything that you can use at your disposal is important to be prepared for.
Now, what was all that mumbo-jumbo about having more important things to do?
Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he's been trying to convince me to run for governor in the great state of Arizona.
Right.
And I think I have more...
What is that?
Important. That's responsibility.
It's a noise he made in the interview to the TV station.
I know, but my question is, what is that? Is it a stroke? What's going on with you, Stephen? Are you okay?
Sometimes the spirit moves me.
I see.
Sometimes being aware of all your surroundings at one time can be an influx.
It'd be overwhelming, probably.
Exactly.
Imagine.
Because my senses are heightened.
Right.
Right.
Being a Shaolin master.
Yeah.
I'm aware of all things at all times.
Everything is a weapon. Everything is a shield, right?
Exactly.
So, Governor Seagal, if that were to happen, if you were to be Governor Seagal, what changes would you make in the state of Arizona? What would you like to see different in your state?
Hello,
Stephen. You're right,
Governor Seagal.
What's happening?
Are you laughing?
Sorry.
Something funny is coming that none of us know about.
Did Omar drop Trow in there? What happened?
The universe just told me something very funny.
What was it?
I can't share.
Share
it
with us.
I can't because you're not a Shaolin master. First thing I would do in Arizona, given the opportunity, kill all the Mexicans.
What are you talking about?
Obviously, genocide. What's happening here?
They're not above the law.
A movie title.
Okay, that was one of your films.
All right. Another movie title that you're in. I don't know how much time you spent in Arizona, but it's 99% Mexican.
See?
See what?
Right there.
No, it seems to be working perfectly.
That's why Governor Stephen Seagal would change things.
I'm not sure we're looking for the next Hitler.
I gotta be honest. Doesn't seem right.
We'll be under siege.
The movie title.
All right. But, of course, being a Buddhist...
Yeah, how does that work?
I'm torn between peace and love and murder and genocide.
Well, sounds like you have some issues to work out before we can seriously consider... Yeah,
but
not at all.
Being a Buddhist, of course... being a Buddhist...
You okay, Stephen?
Being a Buddhist...
I'll have to consult.
What?
I'll have to consult with my higher power.
And who's your higher power?
I have to sit down with my llama.
Your llama? Your llama gives you
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I guess my question is, do we have to do this? Are we so far committed now?
I believe we are in.
In other words, parachutes on, we've jumped out of the plane. There's nothing else we can do but wait to hit the ground. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. Saturday night at the Nokia Theater, Music for Relief presents a concert for the Philippines, Linkin Park, The Offspring, and Bad Religion. We're going to play a little game we like to call Kevin and Bean Aroki.
If you want tickets to a show and if you really want to go see a band, you're a fan, put your hands, because now it's time to play Kevin and Bean Aroki, Kevin and Bean Aroki. It's everybody from the crew, they're going to sing a song for you. So listen up, you'll get it right, you're going to sing with all their might. It's time to play Kevin and Bean.
That's what we have. Okay, so that's the intro.
Yeah.
That's that.
So that exists.
So we have listeners on the phone. They're going to be joining us on the air, and we're going to be attempting to sing the lyrics from a very popular Linkin Park song that is played here on KROQ. All they have to do is identify that song by title. They go into the drawing to win the tickets for the Club Nokia show, right?
Giving me no rookie.
Okay.
Good luck.
Well, that sounds pretty easy.
Identifying what we're going to sing.
Yeah. Through. And you also have a wheel, Kevin, so you're going to spin it. We do not know who's going to have to sing, but when it lands on us, we pick a song and we go for it, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So what do? Should we say good morning first? Let's say good morning first, then we'll spin the wheel. Okay. Hi, Moises.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. You ready? I'm going to spin the wheel. Whoever it lands on is going to sing a Linkin Park song. Good luck. And it is Ralph Garman.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah! You have to come up with the title of the Linkin Park song.
All right, Moises, okay. I'm going to sing for you. You just have to identify the title, okay?
This almost isn't fair because of how much Ralph loves Linkin Park.
That's true.
Good luck.
All right.
I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know.
You're better than most of the people on American Idol, Ralph.
You got the easiest one because Ralph can sing. But can you name it?
In the End?
Yes!
Yay!
Good job. Wow! I had big doubts about Moises.
I did too. Moises was teetering from the beginning.
He was teetering in the edge.
Come on, guys.
You got it.
Pulled it off.
You got it. Nicely done.
You're in the drawing. Let's go to Chad. He's up next. He's on line two for Kevin and Bina Roki.
Hi, Chad.
Good morning, guys.
You heard Moises. He nailed it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So did Ralph, though.
A good singer.
Well, hopefully we can land on Ralph again for you.
All right.
Here we go. No, that would be me, Kevin.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Two.
The mic is fine.
The
mic is working.
All right, you ready?
Yeah,
here we go, Chad. Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going out of my effing mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. Stare me up from the top of the roof.
He's in the drawing. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. I think I sounded better as well.
Wow. Two for two. All right, who's up next?
All right, let's go to Ramon. Hi, Ramon.
Good morning, guys.
You ready to play the game?
Let's do this. Giving
me no rookie.
Get in the wheel. You're looking for Ralph.
Oh, you got Bean.
Bean. Yeah!
God. You got Bean.
God, Ramon says.
Listen to Ramon.
Oh, God. If you're lucky, because Ramon, he'll faint in the middle of the song.
Well, my performance singing Bastille last month? Is that why everybody's worried about me now?
Well, you weren't good.
All right, Ramon, I am a terrible singer, and it hurts to breathe even with these broken ribs, but I'll do the very best I can. All right, you ready?
Yes, do this.
Wheel in the sky. Keeps on turning.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong. That's not it. All right, here we go.
Bean,
no. We have to spin the wheel again.
Should have stood up.
Just got lightheaded there.
All right.
And I'd give it all away just to have somewhere to go to. Give it all away to have someone to come home to.
My December?
Right. Nicely done.
Wow.
Wow.
I wouldn't have gotten that. Well done, Ramon.
Yes. Wow.
Our fear is always we don't want to ruin it for the listener.
Right.
If it's me personally. Like, I don't want to let someone down. Three for three.
Bean sounded like a guy in a horror movie. He should be carrying an axe wearing a hockey mask as he's approaching some sorority girl.
Giving me no rookie.
All right. Creepy. We only have time for one more, unfortunately, and it's going to be Alex's choice. He's on line four here. Let's see how it goes.
Alex, you ready?
Yep. Good morning, party people.
Who do you want of the three? Four. I'm sorry. Who do you want of the four?
Let's get Lisa May a try.
Oh.
Good luck.
Oh, boy.
Well, I got to spin the wheel.
Good.
I mean, I hope.
Not good.
All right. Maybe Lisa May. Good.
Excellent.
Good news.
All right.
You got Lisa May. Identify this song.
Shut up when I'm talking to you! Shut up when I'm talking to you! Shut up!
One step closer.
Yay!
I don't
know why, but wow. I feel like we've never heard the real Lisa May until today.
Wow. That was the best ever.
That's what it's like.
Wow.
That's when her boyfriend asked her to put the dog down.
Can you imagine living with that?
That's just...
Who knew she had that in her?
Can you stop talking to the dog for a minute? We're having a conversation. And then she just unleashes.
Wow.
The blood vessels
in her face almost exploded. Unbelievable.
All right, so everybody is in the drawing. Only one can win the tickets. Is it Moises, Chad, Ramon, or Alex? Who's going to the Club Nokia this Saturday night?
Let's see. I'm getting it. It is... Oh, my God. It's Alex.
Oh, how about that? It's Lisa May's person.
What a coincidence.
What are the chances?
Alex, congratulations.
Woo. That was a tough one.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you for playing the game.
Give it and be no
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
First day of 2014. I didn't finish that yet.
It's the final first day of 2014.
It is the first day of 2014, the final end of the show. Oh, forget it.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You would have been fine if you just stopped saying final.
We are literally producing those at a rate too fast to play.
We have a backlog now.
You just wouldn't get off final. You just were insisting something was going to be final.
And I was mad at you.
I know.
For interrupting something that was should have been interrupted.
Stopped. Yes.
No question about that.
We're going to have the top 10 moments with of 2014 by the end of this week, the way it's going.
And then we'll take a week of vacation then. We haven't had vacation in a long time.
Yes.
Ralph is here, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Interesting music news. You know, music's biggest night is coming up.
Grammys?
That's right. Grammy Awards, music's biggest night. They're going to be on CBS January the 26th. And they just announced a whole new bunch of performers who will be performing that evening. Eclectic group, to say the least, will be performing at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards. We knew, of course, that Daft Punk was going to be playing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're going to be playing alongside some of the artists who were on their album. We'll
so
be joining
Pharrell.
Them. Pharrell will be there, absolutely.
Okay.
Pharrell Williams, Stevie Wonder will join them live on stage.
Okay.
And Nile Rodgers.
Oh, sure.
Metallica and Lang Lang will appear together in a special performance.
That's the one of the pandas from the National Zoo,
That's
right?
That's right, yes.
I have a clip of that panda if you'd like to hear it. Yeah?
Shut up when I'm talking to you! Shut up when I'm talking to you! Shut up!
Not a very nice panda.
They are the Grammy Cultural Ambassador to China.
Okay.
Lang Lang. Lorde's going to be performing. That makes me excited because I think she's terrific.
She is an amazing artist, but she does the Elaine dance.
Stop it. I like the way she moves. It's eclectic. It's cool. It's weird. I like it. And Katy Perry has also been announced. She will be performing. And, of course, the duo you've been waiting for, Robin Thicke and Chicago, will be performing on stage together. Finally, those two are getting together. We've been asking for so long. Sure, we love Chicago, but when's Chicago going to team up with Robin Thicke?
Grammys try to do this every year where they put together people that kind of don't mix.
Can't wait to see Chicago just twerking all over Robin Thicke's joint.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. 25-0-64 grinding their ass against Robin Thicke. That'd be awesome.
I can't even imagine what the justification is for choosing Chicago. It's not like they're putting Robin Thicke together with somebody else who's current.
Right.
Why Chicago? It's bizarre.
I don't know. They are a Grammy Award winning group, however, so they belong there.
All right.
And, of course, Merle Haggard, Kris Kristofferson, and Willie Nelson will be performing as well.
That I can't wait for.
Good, I need some bathroom time.
Is that a tribute to Ray Price, by any chance? Is that what they're doing?
I don't give an F.
Oh, that's great, because then I can get a beer and a bathroom break and really take some time off.
Yeah. So here's your Grammy update. And then the next night, right after the Grammys, you know, they are recording this impressive special they're putting together, this tribute to the Beatles. It's called The Night That Changed America, a Grammy salute to the Beatles.
Okay.
It's going to be aired on February the 9th. It's going to be filmed the day after the Grammys. They're getting all the artists together. It's going to be a tribute concert, Beatles tribute concert. And then they're going to film it after the Grammys, and then they will air it on February 9th, which is 50 years to the day that the Beatles first made their U.S. TV appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show.
I can't believe it's that night. I'm busy.
Kevin, it's an important night in American musical history.
I know, but what am I supposed to do? I've got my calendar.
Watch the show.
Apparently, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart are getting together to perform together as the Eurythmics for the first time
in
decades.
Yeah, tell me.
It's been a long time. 20 years since they've been together.
Many other artists will be performing Beatles songs as well, and there is talk that perhaps Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr will be there to perform. Well, Paul will be there to perform. Ringo apparently is working as an usher because he needs the work. Or he's a valet parker or something. I don't know. He's there someplace.
I'm bored.
Me too, Lisa.
Speaking of Ringo, you know, did you hear he's going to be on the Powerpuff Girls TV special?
That's a thing still?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He is going to do the voice of a character on the Powerpuff Girls named Fibonacci Sequins.
See the joke there?
No,
I know it's something in having to do with the world of math, but I don't know why.
Yeah, the Fibonacci sequence is the joke on his name. Yeah.
Ah, see what they did there? And to celebrate, Ringo has released a new song about the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's got a new song.
Wow.
Which is all about the Powerpuff Girls, called I Wish I Was a Powerpuff Girl. Here's a little taste of new Ringo music that someone will play at some point, sometime.
Shut up when I'm talking to you!
I don't think that's Ringo.
Shut up when I'm talking to you!
I think that's Yoko Ono's new track.
It is, yeah.
New Yoko Ono music, but Ringo's new song goes something like this. What the F is wrong with you? You absolutely have it.
We absolutely.
I checked
have
with Omar
it.
Three times. He told me you have
my bad,
it.
My bad.
Sure enough, got
your
it right
bad,
here.
Really? Your bad? You think it was your bad?
That was his bad.
You think it might have been someone else's bad?
Too late to play it?
No.
I want to hear some Ringo.
Play it.
Wish I was a Powerpuff Girl. Living in a Powerpuff world. Wear a ribbon in my curls. Wear a dress and say the world. Wish I was. I wish you was a Powerpuff Girl. I'd fly to the sky.
Okay.
Sparkling stars out of my eyes.
That's enough.
Come on.
Oscar. That's enough.
Shouldn't.
Better than anything Paul McCartney's released in the past 10 years.
Shouldn't the remaining Beatles just fall on their own sword at
How
this point?
How dare you, sir.
I mean, seriously. They keep putting out this crap.
How dare you. You can find the music video for that on the Cartoon Network channel, I think, on their website. Peace and love, man. It's all about peace and love.
Sure.
Why do you hate peace and love? Today's celebrity birthdays, Blue Ivy Carter, Jay-Z and Beyonce's kid is 2. I'm going to take that name right off the list. I'm actually putting real celebrities on the list this time. Brett Dalton, Grant Ward from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is 32 years old. Lauren Cohen, Maggie from The Walking Dead is 32. Merritt Weaver, who's very funny, as Zoe on Nurse Jackie. She was also on New Girl recently, 34 years old. Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bells, 37. Jeremy Renner's 43. Nicolas Cage turns 50. Katie Couric celebrates her 57th birthday. And actor, legend, star of CSI Miami, David Caruso. Yeah! Well, I guess I turned 58.
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Unfortunately, we're less than 1 hour away from the Bachelor Report with Petros Papadakis and Ralph Garman. They've insisted, since the Bachelor is back, and apparently it is Wanuary. Also, actor Craig Robinson joins us on the program later on today, and we'll tell you how you can win tickets through K-Rock to go to the Super Bowl in February. Your Cardinals going to be here this year, Kevin, you think? Or
I think
unlikely at this point?
I may not understand this correctly, but I think they're in the Pro Bowl.
Okay, well, that's just disgusting. First, though, let's change gears completely and get our next guest on the program. David Dow is a professor of law at the University of Houston Law Center and an internationally recognized figure in the fight against the death penalty. In fact, he's written a number of books about the death penalty system in this country, including the best-selling one from 2010 called The Autobiography of Execution. His new book is out, and it sounds fascinating. Mr. Dow joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Doing fine. Now, this new book, you kind of move away a little bit from what we've known from you, which is writing about the death penalty in Texas and across the country, and you got a little bit more personal. Tell us who this one's about.
I did get more personal. This book weaves together three different stories. One of them deals with my father-in-law, who at the age of 58 was diagnosed with melanoma, and ultimately died from that cancer when he was 60 years old. And
wow.
He and I were very close. He was really like more like a brother to me than a father-in-law. And so part of the book is that story. Second part of the book deals with one of my dogs. I've had dogs all of my adult life. And the dog who I write about in this book was a female Doberman named Winona. And she died when she was 13 from acute liver failure.
Okay.
And then the third story that I tell is one of my clients, a guy who in the book I call Waterman. That's not his real name. All of the other names are real, but his name isn't. And he was ultimately executed for a horrible crime that he participated in. And all of those stories overlapped in my own life. And I don't think that at the time they were going on, I was registering any, at least I wasn't registering consciously, anything that those three stories had in common.
Yeah, it was you.
But, well, they had me in common.
You were in common.
I'm scared to be on the phone with you.
I don't want, I don't want to finish this interview, if that's cool. Are we good?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. They had me in common, but beyond me.
Okay.
Beyond me. I don't think I was registering anything beyond me that they had in common. And so that's what I was thinking about, you know, years later, and in particular how the imminence of death in all of those three cases, what all those three cases had in common is that you had somebody or something, in the case of our dog, where the death was in a way known in advance.
Right.
You don't exactly know how far in advance you're going to die if you have cancer, but you can look at all of the data and you can narrow it down. And obviously, if you're on death row, you know exactly the date that you're going to die. And in the case of our dog, it was similar too, because she was ultimately euthanized. We made the decision to put her to sleep. And so that was something that they had in common. And what I noticed, obviously, beyond that, that would not have been a very interesting book. But what I noticed beyond that was that when death is imminent in that way, it really changes the relationships that all of those beings or people are involved in a intense and dramatic way. And that's really what I wanted to write about.
David, I mean no disrespect, but this sounds like a bummer.
You know, it does sound like a bummer, so I'm glad that you give me the opportunity to say that it really isn't a bummer. I mean, at some level, it's obviously sad, because whenever you're writing about death, particularly when you're writing about people who you care about, it's sad. But the subtitle of the book, and I got to give credit where credit is due, the subtitle was not mine. It came from the publisher. The subtitle of the book is A Book About Life. So it's the title of the book is, as you said, you know, Things I've Learned from Dying, and then the subtitle is A Book About Life. And I, when they suggested, I said, God, you know what? That's exactly right. I wish I had thought about it. And the reason is because what I really hope people will take away from it is that there are some lessons in how we should all live our lives and how we should construct the relationships with people who we care about and people who we love. And it so happens that I discovered those things in circumstances that I think probably many other people have gone through. I mean, there are not a whole lot of people who have represented 110 or 120 death row inmates like I have, but there are certainly plenty of people who have either experienced cancer themselves or have had somebody who they love undergo a cancer diagnosis. And there are obviously lots and lots of people who have had a pet and had to put that pet to sleep. And so I think that all of those experiences are experiences that people have had, and I just wanted to write about some of the things that I discovered in the course of undergoing those experiences.
This is author David Dow on the phone with us here on the Kevin Beach Show. We're talking about his new book called Things I've Learned from Dying, A Book About Life, which, by the way, comes out today. This is a brand new book. If you want to get down to your local bookstore, Amazon.com, wherever you buy books. Here's the question I have for you, Mr. Dow. We brought this up on the Kevin Beach Show from time to time. Whenever one of these new inventions comes out that claims to be able to tell you with some certainty how long you have to live, you know, you get a watch or something that counts down. Do we want to know? Have you drawn any conclusions based on the death that you've been around? Do we want to know how long we have to live, or is it better to be surprised at the end?
The question that I start out with at the very beginning of the book is exactly that question. What would you rather face, a death that takes you totally by surprise, or a death where you can literally circle the date on a calendar when you're going to go? And if I tell you the answer, nobody will read the book, so I don't want to tell you the answer.
I'm sure we all draw our own conclusions. I mean,
so one of the things that I think is definitely true is that no matter what you say in your answer to that question, you can build a very strong case.
Right.
But at the same time, no matter what you say, there are going to be certain things about your choice that you will regret that by virtue of making that choice. And so obviously people disagree about a whole range of different things, and they're going to disagree about the answer to that question. But what I hope people will at least get if they buy the book and if they read the book is a new way of thinking about that question. And people will generate their own answers, and that's totally fine. I think that my wife and I don't even answer that question the same way, but at least we think about the question the same way.
This book sounds like a bummer.
It sounds like a very thoughtful read, and I will tell you, as we have to say goodbye, unfortunately, Mr. Dow, here our time is almost up, I have to say that I have seen you in interviews recently where you have spoken with such great eloquence about why pets are so meaningful to us. And every time I lose a pet, and I've had to put a few down in the most recent years myself, I always think that's the trade-off you get, is you're going to get them for such a short time, but they're so rewarding when you have them with you, and it's such a special relationship. And I can't wait to read your chapters on Winona. And thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin Bean Show today. We've really enjoyed it.
It's been my pleasure.
Morrissey fans, stick around. Your boy is in a little bit of hot water with some recent remarks he's made. We'll tell you about that coming up here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, the Afro Line is on the air for the first time in 2014. This is our voicemail that we have set up for you. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on any topic, 323-520-AFRO. Let's raise the bar pretty high here for the start of the year, Kevin, and see what these calls are like.
You got to tell me if you're going to say let's raise the bar higher because
too late.
I know that the first call is Sam.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, this the season to be falling. La 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 la.
Here's what I like now. The machine usually lets you go on forever, but it cuts him the hell right off.
Don't you think that I am the greatest? Fa la 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 la.
We should have had that on Sam all along.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I just passed the K-Rock van on the 405, and I saw a midget that wasn't Funny Brad. You guys are awesome. Midgets rule.
That's our little friend Julio, no pun intended, who is awesome, by the way. You should always say hi to that guy if you ever see him.
I don't like to think about either of these scenarios.
So if Ralph and Lisa had a baby, it would be like George Clooney, all good looks and talent and charm. If Kevin and Bean had a baby, it would be Beer Mug.
Oh, why you got to come at us like that?
That's rough.
That hurts.
First of all, as a proud gay couple, we could adopt somebody way cuter than Beer Mug.
Fire Beer Mug. Fire Beer Mug. Fire Beer Mug this year. Fire Beer Mug.
That's a great idea.
You know, Kevin from Kevin and Bean Archive was nice enough to hook me up with a few old episodes of Kevin and Bean. And I listened to the one with Psycho Mike. And I did something that I haven't done in years. I cried because now we have Beer Mug instead of Psycho Mike. I'm going to go cry again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we feel you. Tough loss for all of us.
We feel you. There's a bit of a theme to the next four, Bean.
All right.
I don't think you're going to enjoy it much.
Uh-oh.
Bean! You! You!
One.
Beanie, Beanie, so creepy. He likes to creep on me. Up above, watching me, playing with his Beanie, Beanie, so creepy. But Kevin is his baby.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Either one, kind of went off the rails there at the end. Okay?
Beans creepy, Beans creepy. Kevin's his baby? What the hell's going on?
Bean is a douchebag. 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 Lick Lisa. Wanna wanna.
So far, 2014 is a lot like 2013.
It really is, yes. Occasionally, Bean can be heard breathing into the microphone or typing on his keyboard.
Yes.
Occasionally, a listener will pick up on this.
God damn it, Bean! Stop breathing into the microphone! You're ruining my podcast!
Okay. Thanks for that.
That's nice because it happened first. And then it was put in the podcast, which is like a replay of it. So it was probably a month earlier. So unless Bean can really turn back time, I don't think he's going to be able to...
Not much he can do.
...change that particular one. And finally...
So Bean likes the weather?
Bean is... he's got Asperger's.
I love the weather.
And he loves... By the way, do you watch Parenthood, Bean?
Of course.
See the last one?
I haven't seen it yet. Oh. Is it Little Max? Does he have a new obsession?
No. I want you to watch it and get back to us.
Okay, I will. I can't wait. I'm one behind.
So Bean likes the weather. You know who else does the weather, Bean? Doc on the Rock. Do you get a conflicted boner when Doc on the Rock reads the weather?
That's just mean. That's just mean.
It's mean because we were waiting for the big rollout. Night number one of Coachella is conflicted boner. And now that's out.
Hey! You should go to KROQ.com right now. Enter to win the hookup to Super Bowl weekend in New York. Tickets to the Big Hello to Brooklyn concert featuring the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Also, our friends from the Netherlands. Where are they from? They're from Denmark. New Politics. Parties, Bud Light Hotel, tickets to Super Bowl 48. Your chance to win at KROQ.com. You know who wouldn't love the Super Bowl, Kevin?
No, I can't imagine anyone.
Morrissey.
Oh, Morrissey didn't like anything, though.
Yeah. Morrissey would not be the guy you'd want to party with at the Super Bowl. He does not seem like – it doesn't seem like there's anything Morrissey enjoys anymore. He's always been outspoken. He's always been vegetarian as far as I know. But he hasn't always been so militant about everything in the world.
Look, everybody – I think everybody that is, you know, above an IQ of 90 is in favor of animals being treated humanely.
Yes,
right. Everybody absolutely. Can kind of get on that.
I think so. Yeah.
He goes many, many steps further than that. In this interview, for example.
It's unpleasant, and it's no different from the Holocaust.
So eating meat, no different than the Holocaust.
Okay.
Almost didn't say things like that. But it's true. It's exactly the same thing. It really, really is.
It isn't. I don't think. I'm a vegetarian, as you know, and no small part due to awareness raised by you and your music and the stand you've taken.
Well, then that's enough. Let's talk about something else.
All right, then.
So that's a guy who's a Morrissey fan.
Yeah.
Right. Saying, hey, dial it back.
He also says that eating meat is no different. There's no difference between eating animals and pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to suggest, however awful eating meat is to you, pedophilia is worse.
Well, let's not try to put words in the man's mouth. Let's see what Morrissey himself has to say. I believe he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Morrissey. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Call me Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're fine. Happy New Year. You do anything fun over the holidays? You have a good time?
There's nothing happy about it. Mm.
That's sort of a bummer. What do you have? Some kind of a... Are you by a stream? Or are you in a hot tub? What's going on there?
Yes, I'm in a hot tub.
I don't know what...
stream.
I'm saying, what's the noise?
It sounds like you're in a laboratory or something.
I am in a laboratory.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a hot tub in a stream.
Okay, I don't know. All right.
And I'm running some tests.
I see.
I'm proving all the things that eating animals is like.
Eating animals is like pedophilia.
Yes, that we proved that here in Morrissey Labs.
How
did you prove that? Like, one is buggering a kid and the other is eating a steak. How are they the same?
Well, we put them on a scale and we ran some tests and they're exactly the same. They have the same atomic density.
That doesn't sound accurate, Morrissey.
No, that's...
Well, that's because I'm really, really making this stuff up.
Okay.
But even I'm trying to prove a point that eating animals is the same as the Holocaust.
But okay. Don't you think you could get your point across better... Perhaps, if you don't make statements that are so outrageous.
There's nothing outrageous about it. It's exactly the same as the Holocaust.
That's nonsense.
No, it isn't.
Here's what you said in the recent Q&A with your fan club. You said, I see no difference between eating animals and pedophilia. They are both rape, violence, murder.
Yes.
If I'm introduced to anyone who eats beings, I walk away. Imagine, for example, if you were in a nightclub and someone said to you, hello, I enjoy bloodshed, throat slitting, and destruction of life. Well, I doubt you'd want to exchange phone numbers.
That's right. You wouldn't want to be with that person.
That person has pretty bad game in a nightclub, though, too, if he's going to say that. It's a terrible opening act.
But eating animals is also the same, we found here in the laboratory,
as
putting a 75-watt light bulb in your butt and having someone kick you in the ass with a hobnail boot.
Okay.
Same exact thing. Isn't
did you it? Try that?
Yeah, I did it. And it's the same as eating meat.
Okay.
Although I was still hungry after I had the light bulb shatter in my butt.
Of course. That's
probably,
one small difference.
It wouldn't have been if I had a burger.
Right.
Other than that, it's exactly the same.
It's also the same as starting up a riding lawnmower,
okay,
getting naked, landing in front of it, and having it ride over your genitals.
Oh, my God.
See, now that sounds worse to me than eating meat.
I tried that one, too. It's not good. I do not recommend it, nor do I recommend flesh food.
Flesh food. Okay.
Right.
Eating meat.
Oh, please. I don't know how many of these we can take.
Is the same as cutting off your tongue.
Right.
Frying it up in a vat of boiling oil.
Right.
Sewing it back onto the rest of your tongue in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
And singing opera. It's exactly the same as that.
Does it really make any sense, though?
Eating meat is exactly the same as taking your head.
Right.
Peeling off your scalp.
Okay.
Pouring cayenne pepper and Tabasco sauce on your skull.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that hurts.
Sewing your scalp back on.
Right.
Back on.
Going to Supercuts and getting a haircut.
But would anyone ever do that?
I just did it.
Oh, no. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Wanuary continues right after the top of the hour. Our friend Petros Papadakis joins us along with Ralph Garman talking about last night's return of The Bachelor. Hey, Ralph.
El Bachelor.
Give this away. Give this away. Don't make me wait. Was one of the chicks who showed up to meet Juan Pablo, was she, in fact, pregnant?
El Bachelor.
Is that what they're calling it?
That's what everyone is calling
no
it.
No one's saying that.
Because Juan Pablo is from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
El Bachelor.
El Bachelor.
El Bachelor Latino.
I don't think you're answering Bean's question.
Did she show up on a first date with a baby inside her?
She showed up looking very pregnant coming out of
okay.
the
limo. Okay.
All right.
It turned out she just wanted to show him how good she would look.
Oh.
While carrying a baby.
Oh, okay.
So then she took the pillow out from under her dress.
Boo.
No bueno.
No bueno indeed. All right. Ralph and
she's
going and
far,
Petrus.
By the way. She's going far,
you think
one.
So?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we'll break down the rest of the 20 hours of The Bachelor from last night coming up. First, though, time for the showbiz beat.
You know who's not going far is the girl who tried to give him an oiled massage through his suit. She's not going far. The massage therapist, she shan't be back next week. Can't imagine why.
For a suit.
Here's a person we need to talk to.
Right.
We need to get her on the phone. We need to have her as a guest because I love her. I don't know her, but I love her. She's a columnist for Crack.com based here in Los Angeles. Her name is Allie Reed. Mm-hmm. And her experiment was to go on OkCupid and post what she called the worst online dating profile ever.
Okay.
She wanted to show that we men are indeed as shallow as the rumors would have it.
Well, I think that's pretty much just a given.
Right.
But it's remarkable when you consider what she did.
Okay.
She said she wanted to create an online dating profile for a woman so toxic, so awful, so irredeemably unlikable that no one would message her, or if they did, they would realize they never, ever wanted to meet her.
Okay.
Then she used a photo of her friend who happens to be a model.
Uh-huh.
So the photo's of a model.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the profile. The profile's name, Aaron Carter Fan. That's how she started it.
Okay.
That should be enough to drive away any man, right?
Okay.
Her self-summary was, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. And then she filled out the form describing her profile with lots of misspellings, by the way, just
sure.
to add a little spice. The thing she's really good at? Convincing people I'm pregnant, LOL. Under favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food, she wrote, I'm so many O's, glad they're making another grown-ups. Most private thing she's willing to admit, convinced my ex I was pregnant and he still pays me child support, LOL, LOL, LOL.
Oh, my God.
She advised, message me only if you're rich. Now, keep in mind, picture of a model.
Mm-hmm.
Even as pretty as that model is, everyone said, I have no interest in this chick, right?
Oh, God, right. No. I'm sure
I would hope. I would hope.
Oh, please. Somebody's
no, I know
out
that's
there
not
going,
what happened.
I could hit it once and then move on.
In 24 hours, she received 150 messages from men from OkCupid.com. Over 500 messages by the time the experiment concluded. It's a nightmare.
That's sweet.
It's a nightmare. We're just
hopeless. I'm embarrassed to be a man.
We're just hopeless. We're just useless.
We're optimists, Ralph. Glass half full, man.
Speaking of sex, Britney Spears speaking out candidly about her sex in Us Weekly magazine. I love sex, she said.
I think sex is great. But I feel a little bit different about it now that I'm older.
Huh?
Her type? Good news for Dave the King of Mexico.
Oh, no.
I've always loved Latinos, Brittany writes. They make me think of a bad boy type that your dad wouldn't let you go out with.
That's not Latino. Yeah. That's not, I mean, it is Latino. It's not Dave.
She likes the rough stuff. And regarding her career, my alter ego on stage persona makes me feel bipolar, sorta. Trust me, it's not your alter ego that's making you feel that way. Shaved head, hit an SUV with an umbrella girl. Did you see any footage of her debut at Planet Hollywood in her residency?
I did not.
Over the holidays?
I did not.
27th. December the 27th was her first show. First of all, it's all lip sync. They don't even try to hide it.
Right.
And she looks like a drunk, transsexual Britney Spears impersonator.
Oh, what? Oh,
out there. She's just sort of half-assing it. The girl, everyone around her is like dancing their ass off. She's like, just barely lip syncing.
Wow.
I was like, if I paid money to see that in Vegas, I'd be chapped assed.
It looks like a hostage video to me. Like there's a gun just out of camera range that's forcing her to dance.
She's not enthusiastic, is
no.
what I'm saying.
No.
You could go down the street to the Imperial Palace and see the Britney Spears impersonator in
that
show. It would be a much better
wow.
experience for your Britney dollar.
Wow.
That's just my take on things.
Obviously.
What do I know? It is Tuesday. New releases. Here's what's available. New DVDs are out. Runner Runner with Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck. Thanks for sharing. Mark Ruffalo and Gwyneth Paltrow. Closed Circuit with Eric Bana and Rebecca Hall. And my pick for this week, Big Ass Spider is out today. Big Ass Spider. With Greg Grunberg and the Lombardo Boyer and Ray Wise. Such a fun movie. Check it out.
I saw that. I got to tell you, the
you
spider.
See a big ass spider?
It is not small.
It's a big ass spider.
It really is.
And it gets bigger and bigger throughout
really
the entire
does.
Film. So you're not short on spider in
no.
this movie at all. Today's celebrity birthdays.
You don't stop watching that and go, wow, I wish there was more spider.
I wish there was a bigger spider. It's a big ass spider. Brett Dalton. He's Agent Grant Ward on S.H.I.E.L.D. 32 years old today. Lauren Cohen, Maggie from The Walking Dead, is 32. Actress Merritt Weaver, you saw her recently on New Girl, and she's, of course, Zoe on Nurse Jackie, 34 years old. Dustin Diamond is 37. Jeremy Renner, out there in American Hustle as we speak, 43 years old. Nicolas Cage turns 50. Katie Couric's 57 years old today. And CSI Miami's David Caruso.
Music has to follow his name always?
Every time.
Okay.
58 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Bean, please have your, we're out of time jingle
Stop
prepared.
It.
Absolutely. As this segment can at times go long.
El Bachelor.
Wouldn't it be possible for us to not do a Bachelor report this season, just to mix it up for 2014,
the
Ralph?
People are demanding it. It's not us.
Who's demanding
the
it?
The people, Kevin.
What people?
The
name them.
People.
Name them. All right.
Al?
The calendar itself. The calendar itself says Juanuary.
It is Juanuary, Petras.
El Bachelor.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Juanuary. Here's Ralph Garman and his butt buddy, Petros Papadakis. This is The Bachelor Report.
El Bachelor, por favor. El Bachelor.
All right, now we have very limited time on this feature. In fact,
like
we're almost
minutes.
Out of time.
Right.
But,
Shut up.
Let's hit some of the highlights because it was a big 2-hour rollout with Juan Pablo meeting the ladies last night. P, what are your opening thoughts on the show last night? Are you encouraged about what's ahead on this season of The Bachelor?
Well, first of all, yes. I'm most excited about this season out of all 400 seasons of The Bachelor.
It's
because,
a good batch. A good batch of girls,
of
I thought.
One swarthy aristocratic refugee from Venezuela, Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo.
He's a refugee, is he?
El Bachelor.
Well, he's got to be, right? You saw the parents last night. They have money. They're not
nothing.
In Venezuela. They live in Miami. I mean, what are they?
Yeah.
They escaped communist rule from Hugo Chavez. I mean, are we going to split hairs here?
Petros and Ralph. It was 2 hours.
Oh.
Is every episode 2 hours?
Two delicious
First of all,
hours.
Yes.
Some
Who's
of them are three.
Got that kind of time?
it goes by like this, though.
Crazy.
You were begging for more at the end of those 2 hours.
So you had a long night last night, Pete, because didn't The Bachelor come on while we were still in the fourth quarter of the BCS game?
Correct. I was all night at Fox Sports 1, and I worked until 11 o'clock doing post-game for the BCS championship. Then I got home. But you know what? I was so excited about Juanuary. I'm not even tired. I mean, this is a labor of love for me.
Sure. Okay. By the way, but, just...
And you know what? I've always wanted to be referred to as Ralph's butt buddy. It's one of my... I mean, it's
on a
truly
side note,
an
that,
honor.
That BCS championship was an amazing football game.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Whatever. What about Lucy, the free spirit from Santa Barbara?
What yep. about her? She don't even wear no shoes.
No shoes.
She's got no makeup on, and she's got those flowers in her hair.
Yeah.
And you know what? There was something about that freedom,
yep.
that hope, that esperanza in
yep.
her soul.
That's what I'm saying. You know that she's not wearing any underwear. Love.
Now, is this...
You know she smells like patchouli down there. Just magic is going on.
Is this where he stands there and all the girls pull up and introduce themselves?
They come out of the limo, okay. Kevin, and introduce right. themselves. Yeah. All right.
And never before for have two the hours. Women... Have the women wanted to just eat one of the bachelors like a spare rib?
Oh man, they were
looking at
licking their chops, looking at Juan Pablo. How about
but
that?
You know what, Ralph?
Yeah, what's that, P?
Juan Pablo is pretty stupid.
How dare
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
I'm just saying. You know, these chicks are like pouring their hearts out. This one chick is saying how she got dumped and she's crying, and Juan Pablo's just looking at her like she's a monkey at the zoo.
Well, why is she on the show if she broke up her engagement three
You're
months
right.
ago?
She didn't have any place being there, but you can't just leave somebody. Look, there's a lot of awkward silence with Juan Pablo because English is his second language. Can
right.
we just...
Yes.
So
hold on. Let
that.
Me just get...
But Lauren H. just broke up with her fiancé, and she was not ready for the journey.
Let me just clarify, though. The Bachelor is... English is his second language, so there's a lot of dead space in these 2 hours.
Correct.
Okay.
But sometimes that dead space is filled with passion and chemistry, Kevin.
Or awkward, heavy, awkward, crippling, awkward silence.
And by the way, I think it needs to be said that Juan Pablo's first language isn't even English or Spanish. It's the language of love. Let's That's all right. remember that.
Here's how bad his English is. He called out a girl to give a rose during the rose ceremony last night.
Right.
He said, "Cut, please come here." And a girl named Kylie thought he was saying her name. So she steps forward. To get the rose, he's like, no, the girl behind you.
Okay. Oh.
And she likes a slink back in the line without a rose, and then he sends her home.
Oh, that hurt.
It was the sweetest yeah. thing ever.
Now, let me ask you guys, because there's a little bit of a... little bit of a controversy online about the way Charlene played the game. What was special about her when she... Now, she ended up being...
What are you, reading up on this show, Bean?
I like to stay current.
What kind of time do you guys have?
With Charlene, is she not into Juan Pablo? Is that what made her so attractive to him?
She is, look, she should not be there.
Nope, you're right.
She's an opera singer who lives in Germany. She plays in aristocratic opera houses. She carries herself with such grace and elegance. She's above the process of The Bachelor. I thought a lot about that.
I get the sense she's a cold fish, too, don't you, P?
Not if she's in bed with Pavarotti, but the point is this. I'm getting excited. My fat cheek is touching the dial on the phone.
Sure.
Yeah. Listen,
I'd hate for you to hang up.
Stop it, Kevin.
You know, I'll call right back. You know that. She carries herself with such beauty and grace, I feel as if she's above the process. And I don't think Juan Pablo is a sharp enough knife for her drawer.
Okay, but he fell for it, though, and gave her first rose, right?
She got the first impression rose, yeah.
Because she doesn't want to be there. I mean, her answer when he gave her the rose was, sure.
After a long, long pause. She was on the verge of going home saying, I'm just not feeling it with this guy. I don't think there's any chemistry here. Then he gives her the rose. She's like, sure. Okay, I'll stick around
with these
I'm bored.
Shut up, Lisa. That is interesting because these girls are usually fighting like cats to try to get to this bachelor,
well, the rest
right?
of them are.
Yeah.
The rest of them. You know, the thing about the first night
wait!
is...
It's like he watched...
Shut up, Kevin.
Bean and I used to be on the same team where we were against this, and you two were so for it that you forced it onto the show. Now Bean's asking questions.
Right.
Getting a little lonely, huh?
Yeah.
Pipe down over there, lone man.
Here's what happened. In my experience, Ralph, watching, the first night, there's a couple people that are just going to eliminate themselves.
Yes, you're right.
You know, like the chick that's freaking out about her ex-fiancé.
Lauren H., yeah.
I thought he was going to eliminate the hippie with the smelly feet and the thickety pubic hair, but he did not.
No, he kept her around.
Yeah, but there's always, you know, if you go home on the first night...
Oh, God, I'm so bored.
You might as well go home and take a whole... bottle of Advil.
Just Advil?
That's, I mean, there's nothing worse.
Yeah, that's true. Because, really, he's rejecting you and everything that you stand for and everything you look like and everything that you represent on that.
Ow! Opinion. So bored.
Stop it.
I got a couple of front runners.
All right, me too. Let's compare.
All right. Well, first, the opera singer.
I am so bored.
Stop it.
Because she's so different.
She is worldly.
Yeah. She's, oh, you know what Juan Pablo says she has in Spanish? She has mundo. She has the world.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm bored already.
Yeah. Who else do you like?
I like that nurse with the back tattoo. That Nikki. Sexy pediatric nurse.
Nikki Nurse, yes, I'm with you. Nikki Nurse is strong.
And I would have liked to have seen him keep the masseuse around to have some more orgasmic massages, but he sent her home.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Amy J. is a massage therapist based here in Los Angeles who tried to give him an oiled massage through his suit on a massage table last night. That's a bad move on her part,
but
I think.
But she knows enough that that had to be on purpose
and
so she could get kicked
she's
off.
She's rubbing him. She's throwing her head back in such orgasmic relief while she's touching his body that I had to avert my eyes from the screen. It was very disturbing to watch.
Wow. All right. We are actually out of time, Ralph. What happens on episode two, the 5-hour extravaganza that is?
Nonsense. What do you think? Next? Well, last night was the first cocktail party, and they got to know each other in the first rose ceremony. Now we start the dating. We start the dating process. Now the journey begins.
Okay. And that's next Monday night?
Next Monday night.
Well. Pack your bags for the journey every week, boys.
Well, we're not going to watch every week. You are. And then you'll come back for the finale, I'm guessing?
Nope. Every week, Kevin.
I heard, by the way, I may be wrong about this, but I heard that this was the kickoff of The Bachelor Report with Ralph and Petros, but now it moves on to P's show on KLAC in the afternoons is what I hear after this for the rest, whole rest of the season.
It's two-pronged attack like a barbecue fork.
That's right.
So we do it on this show in the morning and then the afternoon.
Is Bean going to be on the afternoon show as well, like he was here?
The daytime is bookended by Bachelor Reports every Tuesday.
F you okay. Both.
This is The Bachelor Report.
One of our very favorite comedian and actors from Hot Tub Time Machine and The Office, Craig Robinson, joins us in a half an hour or so right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. He's going to be on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he's got his own TV show slated for NBC, so we'll catch up with Craig coming up. First, though, the human body is a miracle. The fact that it works at all and lasts, you know, for decades is astonishing to me.
Or but doesn't work.
But sometimes it just fails you. As I described on the show yesterday, if you weren't with us, I had an injury on vacation where I hopped out of bed to answer the door. I was staying at a relative's house. And I opened up the door and then just fainted, just fell backwards, fainted, hit my head on the radiator. And fortunately, that could have been a lot worse, but a bedside table broke my fall, and I ended up breaking 3 ribs.
We could have had an actual Beans Death Corner had that gone worse.
You sure could have. Absolutely. Hey, look, as much as this hurts and as much as this will hurt for the next couple months, every single day I'm walking around going, thank God, I hit my ribs on that bedside table. Can you imagine the full force of hitting your head against an iron radiator?
Oh, man, my prayers so much were worse. Almost answered.
So Kevin is fascinated with people who get hurt in stupid ways. I don't know why this brings you such joy. Has it ever happened to you, by the way,
Kevin? Of course. I hurt myself all the time doing stupid stuff. That's why I like it.
I remember your going down the stairs story. That always
cracks
me up.
Oh, no. That wasn't going down the stairs. That was going up the stairs.
Oh, even better.
I was running up the stairs with my hands in my coat pockets because it was a little bit cold, and I tripped going up the stairs, and I couldn't get my hands out to break my fall, so my nose hit the thing.
Oh, God.
Hit the stair and just broke completely sideways and started bleeding immediately. I do that stuff all the time, and it cracks me up because, really, there's nothing better than lame ways you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Getting out of bed and answering the door. I mean, for God's sakes, make up a story.
And by the way,
you got mugged, you got run into. Give me something here.
You know what's really funny about that? And we do want to take your calls. It's been a while since we've done this, but we do want to hear from you. If you hurt yourself, the more seriously, the better, in the lamest possible way, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. What's crazy about how injured I got getting out of bed on the 26th of December is that on the 24th of December, I went ice skating for the first time ever.
Why would you do that?
thought it would be fun. I thought it would be something.
You never do stuff that you think will be fun. What have you done with Bean?
Look, we were going to be in London at the holidays, and they have ice skating available. You know, they have a rink down there by the Natural History Museum, and you can sign up and go out there and skate for 45 minutes. And, you know, I thought it would be something that would be kind of fun for the holidays for us to do. I was terrified of that.
You should have
been.
I was
awful at it, by the way.
Of course.
But I never even fell down. Not one time did I fall down.
Bean, listen to me. This is very important. Tell that story with the broken ribs.
Right.
Tell the
story.
Say I was ice skating.
A little kid started to fall. You saw it.
And I saved his life.
Right, but in the process broke three ribs. And now people are like, yeah, all right, that guy's got something going on. Getting out of bed.
That's a much better story. So I really was concerned because I won't admit that I'm accident prone.
You are accident prone.
It certainly was possible that I could get hurt ice skating. I really was concerned about falling while I was out there on the ice. And miraculously, I never fell. And I walked away from that going, well, I'm golden. Nothing bad could ever happen to me now.
Until you get out of bed.
And then 2 days later, bum, bum, bum. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's take, do we have time? Can we squeeze in Monica just to kind of get us started? She's online too. We'll do her first. And by the way, Paul Lee writes in, frequent Kevin and Bean listener Paul Lee writes in, I once majorly threw my neck out making a cartoon noise to amuse my 2-year-old. It wrecked my neck for weeks. I couldn't turn my head, and I had to walk around like Batman.
Monica, hi.
Hi. Really embarrassing, but one time I threw out my back really bad, having to wear a back brace just blow-drying my hair.
Wait, really? You ended up having to wear a back brace because you were blow-drying your hair?
Yeah.
How? Did you fall, or what
happened?
No, you're a girl. I'm a girl with long hair, and I was blow-drying it, and I just, like...
What? Don't tell me, Monica. Do not tell me that you whipped your hair back and forth.
I sure did. Something like that, but it was something I had to deal with for a whole week, and it was really embarrassing, and I couldn't make up a full story. I have another one. Over the summer, I had some back pain. I went to a chiropractor, told me to ice my back. I went home and had a glass of wine and put the ice pack on my back and it slipped from underneath the towel, and I ended up with second-degree burns on my back.
Oh my God. See, this is you. This is
Monica,
I mean, sometimes it's dumb luck, but
I know.
This is you.
You know, your friends are going to say the same thing to you that mine say to me, which is that you need to be bubble wrapped
to be
saved from yourself, I think.
Right.
All right, Monica, thank you so much for the call, my dear. Jacob, you hold on. Josh as well, 1-800-520-1067. What's the lame thing that you were doing that somehow got you hurt? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Taking calls on the dumb thing you did that got you hurt, and we're discovering that all of our listeners have been hurt in one time or another doing something silly. Raul writes in, hey, Kevin and Bean, I once threw a rock at a wasp nest. The wasps started flying toward me, so I turned to run. I tripped on my shoelace and fell. My hands broke my fall, and my finger bent all the way back during the fall. My finger swelled to the size of a hamburger helper hand, and yes, I also got stung while I was on the ground writhing in pain. So that's a 1-2 punch of getting hurt. Let's go to Jacob. He's on the line now at 1-800-520-1067. He is on line one.
Hey, Jacob.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
You hurt yourself in a stupid way. Tell us.
Oh, yeah. It was really good. So 2 years ago on a cruise ship with all my buddies, dancing on the dance floor, doing the Carlton next to a girl, and trying to impress her with my white man dance moves.
Sure.
And she has a drink in her hand, drops the drink. I slip on the drink. I do the splits.
Oh.
And I completely tore out my whole hamstring muscle out of my left hip bone.
Oh, my.
And the best thing about this is my costume was a Superman costume with a red Speedo and a Superman shirt when I did this.
Was it at least the Halloween party where you were doing the Carlton?
It was the club on the cruise ship, and it was a Halloween party, and I literally tore it out so bad that I couldn't walk or anything.
You said that you were there with your friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee there's a photo, and I guarantee it needs to be sent to Kevin and Bean.
I have photos. I will absolutely send them.
Please do.
The next day, my whole hamstring was black and blue, and I had serious surgery. They had to I have a 6-inch scar under my left butt cheek now because I had to go in and drill holes into my hip to reattach the muscle and everything.
Wow. Sweet.
Wow.
Look, sometimes doing the Carlton really does hurt.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, Jacob. We appreciate it. Let's go to Josh. He's up next. He's on line 8 on the Kevin Abid Show.
Hi, Josh.
Hey. I was at the Four Seasons for a romantic little occasion with the wife. We hopped out of the hot tub. And went to take a leak. Next thing you know, I felt like I was going to pass out, and
You get a little lightheaded in the jacuzzi, in the hot tub.
Oh, man, I woke up with like 8 paramedics all around me, blood everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Like naked. Thank God my wife put a little towel over me.
Really? A washcloth, a small one.
What did you injure? Did you hit anything on the way down?
The marble floor with my forehead, my nose, and the rest of my face.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Broke your nose?
Broke my nose, had a concussion, spent 5 hours in the hospital. Needless to say, the romance didn't happen that day.
Yeah, I'm guessing not.
Yeah, that's a lovemate killing. Right, thank you.
Noses go quickly. They're the first thing. Nothing. You barely breathe on them and they break.
From Pam, who writes into the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, at Kevin and Bean, I yawned and sprained my jaw, was on a liquid diet for 3 weeks after.
Hey, how about a little more exercising that jaw?
Paula,
you know what I'm saying? Hear me, Bean?
I don't.
Paula,
Bean, you understand what I'm saying?
Got it.
Exercising the jaw.
Paula went to the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. While carrying a laundry basket, I tripped and dislocated my knee, and on my fall toward the ground, my face hit every shelf on my daughter's open dresser drawers.
God.
Boom, 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 boom.
Awesome. Is that something? Wow. All right. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah is my girl. She's on line 4. Now, remember, the whole reason we're doing this topic is because I broke 3 ribs getting out of bed.
Saving a kid on the ice skating rink.
Sarah, you were also just getting out of bed, right?
It's all I wanted to do, really. It's just get
all right,
out of bed.
What happened?
Now, wait a minute. Bean was answering the door, so he sort of probably got up quicker than he would have. Same right. for you or no?
I had missed an alarm
to
work, so I had kind of jumped out of bed and didn't realize that I guess both of my legs were asleep, like all the way up to my cooch. Didn't realize, so I kind of got up in a hurry and like did one of those frontward falls on jelly legs, like when you're running too fast down a hill or something.
Love it. Right.
All the way across my room trying to like catch myself, but just my legs weren't working.
Yeah, once that forward motion starts, there's no stopping
it. Yeah, there's no stopping it. Ended up hitting my head on my desk, kind of knocking myself out, twisted my knee and my ankle, and kind of came to and had to, I couldn't move. I couldn't go to work, couldn't move. Kind of crawled back to my bed and had to email my work, my boss, and kind of describe what had happened. I kept that email forever just because it's so ridiculous.
I think we need to see that email as well.
USA! 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 Ralph, did you have any stories at all of being injured?
No.
In a dumb way?
No?
Nope.
What? Thought it happened to everyone.
Who's not hurt themselves in a dumb way, especially a drinker?
Trying to think. Well, I don't do things when I'm drinking. I'm wise.
Who's wise when they drink?
Wait.
That's the opposite.
You jumped off a balcony and could barely walk.
I fell off a balcony.
Okay.
That's not stupid. That's just an accident.
Oh. Really? Because I've never fallen off a balcony.
Well, don't sit on a balcony.
Okay, that's stupid.
All right, that's stupid. I sit on balcony railings all the time.
Oh, that's dumb.
That's not dumb.
But even that... It seems like I have 20 stories like this.
That's not like a dumb falling from a first floor balcony. That's a legitimate way to get hurt. It's not like, I was chasing a centipede and I banged my head on a bee's nest.
That was one of mine.
That would be dumb.
That happened to me too.
Falling off a balcony is a real accident. It's an actual accident.
Actor Craig Robinson joins us after the top of the hour. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat Free Tuesday. What's going on?
I've hurt myself doing things that dangerous things.
Right, but that's not the same.
I was cutting a cardboard box down with a box cutter once.
Yeah, no, that's
and the box cutter slipped and opened up my forearm, but that's not stupid.
It's just a
bad accident.
Right.
But I can't think of anything really dumb I've done. I wasn't doing the Carlton in a Superman costume. No, I wasn't doing that.
It's hard to beat that one.
It is.
Every time I've been doing the Carlton in a Superman costume, I've been hurt, though.
See?
Every single time.
Well, that guy said he would send a photo, so we'll put it up if we can.
Maybe we should rethink that particular move. Get to the Running Man or the Cabbage Patch or something.
Right.
Move on. It is Tuesday here on the Showbiz Beat. That means new releases are available in the store for you. TV shows on DVD. You can pick up House of Lies Season 2.
I like that show.
Archer. I like that show. Season 4. Duck Dynasty, Season 4. It's been 4 seasons of Duck Dynasty.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I love how A&E was outraged by Phil Robertson's initial statements in that GQ article. Oh, yeah, you're suspended. You're not on the show. Forget it. You're off. And the other family said, well, we're not going to do the show without him. I'm like, all right, then. You're back on the show.
But we're mad still.
And we're going to run commercials saying, be nice to gay people. That'll teach you.
Hunting doves, it's one of my most favorite activities. Because doves are the filet mignon of the sky.
Except for gay doves. Gay doves are Satan. Gay doves make people murder.
You know what? For all the controversy here in this country over that Duck Dynasty story over the holidays, it really put it in perspective when you start to see the stories of what's coming out of Russia ahead of the Sochi Olympics. I mean, they are...
That's cartoonish.
They are 50 years behind us on gay rights. I mean, they literally are beating homosexuals on the street, and no one... I mean, people support that.
Yeah, it's...
They're down with that. They literally are sending people to jail for being gay in Russia. It's prehistoric. It's just astonishing that that exists in 2014.
Should have nuked him when we had the chance, man. But no, detente. Ooh, let's be friends.
I'm not sure Reagan. That's what...
Freaking Reagan ruined it all.
I'm not sure that's what 2020 is telling us on this one.
It is. Okay. Let's nuke them till they glow. That's what they're saying, Wes. The following, complete first season, also available today. Movies, Runner Runner with Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck, the screen pairing we've all been waiting for. Thanks for Sharing, Mark Ruffalo and Gwyneth Paltrow. Closed Circuit, Eric Bana and Rebecca Hall, and Big Ass Spider with our buddy Greg Grunberg and Lombardo Boyer. Congratulations to those guys. Speaking of movies, Michael Bay, big-time movie director. Biggest. One that makes some of the biggest movies in the world. What a coup it was for Samsung to get him to endorse their brand-new, awesome, curved 105-inch UHD television. Ultra-high definition. A curved screen to increase your viewing pleasure. And CES, of course, the big event in Vegas every year, was happening Monday. They were so proud to unveil their new product and have Michael Bay himself step out on stage and give his ringing endorsement of their product. Problem was, Michael Bay, apparently, not a big extemporaneous speaker.
No?
Was very dependent on the teleprompter. And things went a little haywire with the teleprompter, as sometimes they do.
Right.
What I try to do is, as a director, I try to... The type is all off, sorry, but I'll just wing this.
Good.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah. We'll wing it right now.
Great.
I try to take people on an emotional ride. Mm-hmm. And
how will that TV help, that ride?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You make movies,
okay.
Right?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's thank Michael Bay for joining us.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's
said,
off the stage.
I'm sorry, turned tail, and walked off the stage.
He quit.
My God.
He just quit. He just said, I'm out.
I'm sorry.
Peace out.
I'm sorry. If I can't read a pre-prepared statement, I have nothing to say about movies.
And the guy was asking him about movies he's made.
He's like, how about the curve of the screen? That's something, huh, Michael? I'm sorry. I don't understand this word curve that you throw at me.
Even though he wanted to be there because he's putting his name behind the television. He's endorsing this product that he loves so much.
Yeah.
Yet he couldn't say 5 words about it without reading off a teleprompter.
Nope.
Tweeted out the video for that. It's awesome to watch him just... you can just see his mind turning like this, and then you just go... He's out. He's literally turning and walking away.
On his website, he wrote, I got so excited to talk that I skipped over the intro line, and then the teleprompter got lost, and the prompter went up and down, and I walked off. I guess live shows aren't my thing. It's just speaking. It's just a conversation.
About your stuff.
There's a guy asking you questions. Just answer the question.
Yeah, he wasn't by himself.
Get off it.
I'm sorry.
You know what it was? You know what it was to me, Ralph? It was Ashley Simpson on SNL.
Yeah.
Where it was just a meltdown where I've just got to get away from these people looking at me.
But with Ashley Simpson, her vocal track went dead. So she's stuck out on stage with nothing to do. There's nothing she can do.
Right.
So
he could have talked about
jig and
his movies.
All he's got to do is talk about movies.
Right.
or the television that's next to him. Turn and look at it and describe it. It's curved.
It's curved.
It's lovely. It's large. Look at that lovely picture it has on the screen. I think it's good. I would, yes, buy this. It's good.
I wish all people would watch my movies on this television. TV.
It wouldn't be that hard. It would be a perfect world. Good night and God bless. Throws his fingers up in the air like Nixon and walks off a hero. But no, not Michael Bay.
He just quit this bitch, didn't he?
He just. I'm sorry.
I do that on a daily basis, and I need not walk out.
You try to keep going. You, of all people.
I shouldn't.
You shouldn't. You should say, I'm sorry, and walk off this show. But you don't. You keep going. To your credit and or misguided nature of your self-confidence.
And then he comes back the next day and tries it again.
Right.
Look at me. I'm sticking here. There's nothing to get me walk off stage. That's crazy that you just do that in front of the whole group.
Yeah.
Love it.
Public speaking, not for everyone.
No, it is not.
Today's celebrity birthday is Brett Dalton, Agent Grant Ward on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., 32 years old today. Also celebrating her 32nd birthday is Lauren Cohen, plays Maggie on The Walking Dead. Merritt Weaver, Zoe, on Nurse Jackie. She's 34 years old. Dustin Diamond, Screech, is just 37 years old today. Whew. He has been washed up longer than he had a career.
Yeah, true.
Sad. Jeremy Renner's 43 years old today. Nicolas Cage turns 50. Katie Couric, 57 years old today. And actor David Caruso. He's 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Here my whole thing before we get to our guest, Craig Robinson, in a moment. It was 5 degrees in New York City yesterday, okay?
Yep.
Five. Super Bowl. Less than a month.
Right.
Now, is that what you want for your Super Bowl? I know that was why they didn't have Super Bowls in cold weather cities for so many years.
Yeah, it was always Arizona, San Diego. They would do it in Florida a bunch.
Miami, right. Yeah. I mean, it really could be a disaster, right?
Oh, of course. It could be like the Green Bay game this past week.
But I guess they play in every weather, so I guess they feel like it'll still work. It just seems like all the stuff around the Super Bowl is not going to be any fun. It's going to sap all the party out of going to the Super Bowl, I would imagine, if it's 5 degrees or if there's, you know, 8 feet of snow on the ground.
Well, both anyway, seem negative to me.
It does. So I sell it that way to say, go to KROQ.com and register to win a trip to the Super Bowl from the world famous KROQ. Super Bowl 48 tickets. You get to stay at the Bud Light Hotel. You get to go to all the parties. You get to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers and New Politics at the big Hello to Brooklyn concert. It's all free and easy to enter at KROQ.com. I bet Craig Robinson's going to the Super Bowl. Doesn't he seem like a baller? Like a guy who wouldn't miss an event like that?
Like he would show up and the seas of people would part?
Craig, how you doing, man?
People think I play football all the time. I was at a casino last night and somebody was like, who do you play for? And I was like, I'm an actor, okay?
Why wouldn't you just go with it?
Because, I don't know, I was losing.
Okay.
Craig, I did notice you were tweeting last night about that unbelievable BCS game. Now, did you care who won, or were you just excited that it was a great football game?
I was excited it was a great football game. I called for Florida State, like, you know, majority of the people. But, yeah, it was just very exciting to watch them come back and finish it. Auburn, you know, it was just an awesome game. It was,
yeah.
That switch of emotions in the last couple of minutes was awesome.
That's rough when a team like Auburn plays well enough to beat Florida State and be the champs. They did play well enough to win that game, but didn't.
Did you see how fast everybody was moving in the first quarter? it was unbelievable, dude. It was like, dang, oh. Yeah, it was fun.
It was amazing. Yep. Good time.
I watched it in New Orleans. So I had some good eats.
All right. Oh, that's the way to live. All right. We got a couple things we got to catch up with you on, Craig. First of all, Happy New Year. How were your holidays?
Happy New Year. My holidays were fantastic. I was in Vegas with my family, and I also I got to see Earth, Wind & Fire for the 10th time on New Year's Eve. For 10 times in 1 year.
What?
So it was perfect for me.
What are you following them around?
Tickets. Yeah, I did follow them around. I followed them to like 5 cities last year.
10 times in 1 year.
Yeah, buddy.
Now look, I get Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They are the soundtrack of my soul, man. It's
yeah, right. I understand wanting to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't have any problem with that. But are they the type of band whose show is good enough or different enough that it doesn't get boring once you've seen it 3, 4, 5 times?
Dear God, no! They are fantastic, bro. And it's just, well, they switched it up for New Year's because it was all dance party. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. I can't say enough about them.
I've seen you on stage. You're very close to that.
Whoa!
Very
whoa.
Close to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, or Fire, whichever's the best.
I describe my act as like Richard Pryor on a keyboard playing with Earth, Wind, and Fire. But way below your expectations, way down.
I bet, Craig, the funnest place in the world to be is riding in your car when a song like Reasons comes on, or That's the Way of the World, because I bet you sing every note of those songs in that big old high-pitched voice you got.
He's like, everybody shut up. This is my jam.
That's my champ, man.
You're right. All right, Craig, let's talk about being on TV tonight. How about that?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Tell us how much you knew about that show before you got on it.
I had seen the pilot, and that was about it. And I love the pilot. I love everybody on there. You know, I know some of those faces. And then to work with Andre Brower was just like even being at Tabor Reed, I was like, are they sure they know that I'm coming?
Yeah.
You know, it was just like,
it's one of those, man. He's one of those guys where you go, as soon as they find out who I am, I'm out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. But I stayed in, and we had a ball, man. It was just that whole thing. You know, Mike Shore, who's one of the creators of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, came over. He also created Parks and Rec, and before that, he was a writer on The Office.
Okay.
So he's, you know, I was very familiar and comfortable with the way they shoot Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You know, it was like a way we established on The Office.
Right,
so it was
right.
Cool to be over there, you know, and, you know, knowing a bunch of cats, knowing Andy, and we just improv and took it. I can't wait to see the episode because I'm dying to see what they kept.
Let's talk about Andy Samberg and you. So you're saying you ad-lib a lot of that, and you have no idea what's going to make it into the final cut.
I don't. I didn't ask Andy. I just asked him one thing because we had improvised this song.
Right.
But then it was like, he said, no, we didn't do it because another take was funnier.
Ah.
So I'm just looking forward to see it. Yeah, we were going back and forth. And then there was a moment Andy and I had it was a moment where I said, wow, this show is Barney Miller meets Police Squad. And then Andy said, that's how I've been describing it in interviews.
That is tender. So that is tender.
It was like this whole great minds think alike moment.
Wow, that's a connection. I mean, you guys could be married in any state but Utah just based on that connection right there.
But Utah for right now.
Right.
For right now, yeah, until they get the court thing worked out. All right, let's play a clip because you're going to see how funny this is. Your character is improbably named Doug Judy on the show.
Doug Judy,
and you are talking to, you kind of helped Andy Samberg's cop character, Detective Jake Peralta. You've helped him track down somebody he's been looking forward to a long time. You guys are sitting and having a conversation, and you find out you have something in common.
Back in the game, when can we meet? Damn, you're a good assistant. I could get used to this.
How long till he usually gets back to you?
Like 10 minutes. Chill, Mangy.
I can't chill. Never been this close before.
I gotta admit, your enthusiasm makes me want you to catch him.
Thank you. Are these laser discs?
Yeah, I robbed the Tower Records back in 92. Kept my faves.
Doug Judy.
Who?
Blade Runner, Tron. Oh, Fievel Goes West.
Yes, sir. Love that little mouth.
And then you guys act out practically the whole movie, Craig.
spoiler alert for the DVD. That was the actual scene. I mean, we didn't improvise the song. We sang Somewhere Out There, whatever it was, the final song was.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
And it was like this call and response. So whatever they kept was funnier. Oh, man.
Are you possible that the camera people and the directors and everybody were still there while you two were just hamming, just goofing around?
I'm not positive, I figure it's just that, you know, they got the angles that they wanted, you know.
I got you.
Well, I guess we'll
We'll see tonight.
We'll see tonight.
We'll see tonight. Brooklyn Nine-Nine airs tonight and every Tuesday night on Fox at 8:30. Craig, you know how much we love you and how much we enjoy having you on, so please come back and see us soon. I know you got your own show debuting later this year, so we want to see your face in here at K-Rock, okay?
Oh, I love you right back. Happy New Year.
To you,
thank
too.
You for getting my name right, Lisa May.
You're all
right,
welcome. Talk to
you later. And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Kevin, what did you do since the last time we saw you way back in December?
I learned six new languages. Never mind.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
English is not one of them, apparently.
No, it's not one of them. And by the way, I would like to just point out on email and Twitter and stuff, if I say one word wrong, we're past that.
Are we?
Yeah, if I say
in
like...
the last break?
Yeah.
Did you just ask Craig Robinson if he was possible?
I did. I said, are you possible that it blah, blah, blah?
Yes. Come on, that but, counts.
But that doesn't make the grade
that
anymore.
Can't make the grade
that,
when you got...
No.
When
are you possible?
Right, but you know I meant
come on.
Probably or whatever. But
I meant to say, are you probably?
No, but I'm...
That's what you meant to say to him?
My
he
point
meant positive.
Is, oh, positive. Okay. My point is I don't think it reaches the limit that we have now, that I have
level.
Now set. The level, right? Thank you, Bean. That I have now set for a moment with. So if I say a word wrong, keep it to yourself. That's going to happen every
on the
sentence.
Word. It
depends
on it's the word.
It's going to happen in every sentence I say.
Craig, are you possible that the film crew is just cut? Yeah, look, everybody's laughing because that word matters. That particular word matters.
Five or six tweets on that immediately.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, all right.
What's fascinating, though, is even if you discount those, he's still producing at an alarming rate. He's like a home run hitter who already has like eight home runs in the first two games. It's just, it's astonishing.
I'm juicing this year.
You must be juicing. Something's going on.
Friday,
that's
we'll be doing
sure.
the top 10 moments with of Kevin this week.
Of the week, right. All right, it's 9:40. Ralph is here for our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean show. What's left?
Not to mention, I tried to tweet this morning, and I had to delete it three different times, and finally on the fourth time I got it right.
Were you trying to tweet a link?
No. I was trying to tweet a picture of Lauren Cohen, because it's her birthday.
Okay.
I want to know when Walking Dead was coming back. And I spelled her name wrong in every way you possibly could.
Wow.
And then somebody would correct it, and then I would delete it and put it back up wrong again.
Second time.
In a different way. A different wrong.
Right.
Every time.
Then third time.
Yeah.
Fourth time was a charm?
Fourth. Seems to be.
Yeah.
Seems to be working so far. Back to you. Sorry.
But Kevin, are you possible that you double-checked those tweets and they were wrong?
I'm possible that I did.
All right. Just want to make sure. Sad news, we've lost Larry Mann, Canadian actor and voiceover artist who was a character actor for many years on television from the 50s all the way through the 90s, but probably best still loved and known for his work as Yukon Cornelius in the animated Christmas TV classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Just showed that to my baby girl for the first time this year.
Would you watch that if you didn't have a kid?
Yes, I watched it every year before I had a kid.
Huh.
That was appointment television for me at Christmas time. Loved it. Still charming as hell, I think.
I want to be a dentist.
Little Rudolph wants to be a dentist. You got Cornelius. Nothing. He's looking for silver and gold. Larry Mann passed away at the age of 91. So, a life well lived, Larry Mann. And there's your tender send-off from Bean.
Bean's tender sound effect.
Yes.
Tribute.
Victoria's Secret model, Lindsay Scott. Are you familiar with Lindsay Scott?
She's the winter skier, right, who's not going to be making the Olympics this year.
That's Lindsay Vonn.
Lindsay Vonn.
Very different.
Victoria's Secret model, Lindsay Scott, is just smoking hot and apparently very smart. Elle Magazine says she has two apps up for sale right now at the Apple Store that she programmed.
What?
Wow. Can we please have her as a guest on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Okay. Why are you talking like a robot?
Pretty girls make me nervous.
Ugh.
What kind of apps, Ralph?
Let me see.
Who cares?
I would
you might care.
What kind of nonsense
you're
are you?
Talk to her about the app.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say what
we're
her
not going to be
for.
Listening to what she says.
In this particular yes. article. She has five others in the pipeline, though, I'll have you know.
Wow.
I'd like to put something on her pipeline.
maybe we're not qualified to have her in.
She says being able to both model and hack code gives her life balance, she says. When I'm programming, I like having a more glamorous and energetic distraction to get me away from my computer screen. So she does that, boring stuff, and then she goes off and she models just to distract herself from her computer code writing. Look at her high school picture where she looks totally like a computer programmer.
Yeah.
And then look at her then on the runway for Victoria's Secret. She looks very, very different.
Yeah.
But that's her in high school. And then that's
this,
her
this making an app, by the way, if it hits big, is the new California Gold Rush. I mean, that's the ticket to instant millionaire status right there. If you get the right one.
Hold on. You're saying apps are popular beans?
That's my point.
That's your point?
Right. My point is there are very few things that anybody out there could come up with an idea for and get a little bit of help and have something take off and be so hugely successful as an app.
All right. The guy who likes to stay current, apps are popular.
That's my point.
Info bean.
Thank you very much for that update.
Yeah, she's a good deal.
She's lovely. And this is shocking. Harry Styles of One Direction may not be dating Kendall Jenner for very much longer. New York Daily News reports that Keeping Up the Kardashians, the reality show, of course, that follows all of the Kardashians all the time, follows Kendall and her sister Chlamydia around all the time with their cameras. And Harry is dating Kim Kardashian's half-sister, Kendall Jenner, but refuses to let the crew film him in any of the scenes.
Good, finally.
And his girlfriend, Kendall, is putting pressure on him.
Yeah.
Insiders say she needs the TV time, and she's upset that she's not getting a lot of footage in the show.
Yep.
Because Harry says no.
What do you bet that was her plan?
Harry, I need more exposure.
What do you bet that was her plan, which is, I need more exposure. I need to find somebody who I can date to get it.
How am I going
to
take my rightful place as overexposed whore of the Kardashians once Kim turns 35 if you don't let me, they don't film us on our dates? And then Harry Styles said, oh, wait a minute, I'm in One Direction. I can go bone everyone.
I have options.
Yeah.
Did they have a similar conflict when Kanye didn't want to be on the show? Or they were
I don't remember that because he was on the show early on. But when they first started dating, he showed up on the show.
Yeah, I don't think it was very hard to get Kanye on that show.
He was cleaning out her closet and telling her what to wear very early on in their relationship. So I don't remember
I guess
that
he just bailed at some point when the kid was born or whatnot.
I don't know because they filmed the proposal. At AT&T Park there.
Yeah.
That was all shot for the show.
Right.
So that's going to be on the television program. Speaking of which, have you seen the trailer for this new E! Show?
No.
Rich Kids of Beverly Hills?
No, I have not. You hate them?
Wow.
You hate all of them?
Wow. It's based on the Rich Kids of Instagram.
Sure.
Yeah. That group of people who, you know, put up their pictures of them and their Rolexes and drinking their Cristal and jumping off of yachts and stuff.
Murder.
So now we get to follow the ins and outs of their lives. This is why they won't sell me a gun. This is why.
Yeah, well, they're doing the right thing.
I'd say, I'd like to buy a gun. Oh, wait a minute. Are you watching Rich Kids of Beverly Hills? I go, yeah, no. No gun for you. We know
it's the only question
happen.
They ask.
That's right. Oddly enough. Today's celebrity birthdays.
Birthday. It's my candle blowing birthday.
All these celebrities celebrating their birthdays today, January the 7th. David Caruso, he, of course, from CSI Miami. Yeah!
Nice.
Remember when The Who just had a good song? And that's all that was just a good song?
Yeah.
And now you hear The Who, now you think of CSI.
See David Caruso pulling down the shades, taking down the sunglasses just a little bit so we can look over them, make eye contact.
I guess the question you have to ask is, who said we could use their music? Sort of bad pun like that and go right.
Always a bad pun.
He's got that on his phone. He just carries it around with him.
Right.
He says
so annoying having dinner with him and that's his ringtone. Katie Couric's 57. Nicolas Cage turns 50. Jeremy Renner's 43.
Yeah, I just like a glass of wine.
I gotta take this. It's my agent. Dustin Diamond of Saved by the Bell fame is 37 years old. Merritt Weaver from Nurse Jackie and New Girl, she's 34. Lauren Cohen, Maggie on The Walking Dead, 32 years old. As is Brett Dalton, who plays Agent Grant Ward. He's the only guy whose real name works as well as his secret agent name.
Sure. That's true.
If he was Agent Brett Dalton, wouldn't that work just as well as sure. Agent Grant Ward?
Sure.
He's on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. program that
it's
I
It's in the
so
fine
much.
Tradition of Cam Fong as Chin Ho. It's yes. pretty much either way goes.
Interchangeable.
He's really the only agent in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that can do everything. Everybody else has a little specific area that they're good at.
I what? Beg to differ.
What?
I think Ming-Na is,
well,
is pretty yeah, all-around ass-kicker
like
right
to,
there.
She'd like to ass-kick.
Oh, she likes it. She says she doesn't, but she likes
right.
it. She flies the plane. She kicks the ass.
She does.
She's in the lab. She's whipping stuff up. She's breaking the rules. She's banging Grant Ward.
Yeah. Well,
she's doing it all.
It's true. I take it back.
All right, then. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We are going to talk to Michael Schneider, who will be in the studio with us about new and returning TV shows, as we are a little bit
confused
and overwhelmed by when stuff's coming back.
And I should mention, for folks who might not recognize his name, he works for TV Guide.
We also have comedian Rob Delaney in the studio. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Eh.
And we have Sarah McMahon, who is going to be armbarred by Ronda Rousey in her next fight.
Oh, I'll make sure to tell her you said that when she shows up tomorrow.
And Daniel Cormier in the studio as well.
Wow.
Talking about UFC 170. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.